Views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, is an inspirational hour that'll take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. Get ready to be transformed from Dr. Jen's live guided healing meditations and intuitive readings, and unveil the power of connecting to spirit, the angels, and your higher self. Dr. Jen is passionate about helping you find the answers you're looking for through an inward journey that'll strengthen your connection to spirit and help you trust your intuition. Now, here's your host, Dr. Jen Royster.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. I'm Dr. Jen. And if you're new to the show, I do want to welcome you as part of the listening family. I consider my listeners family, and I always like to say thank you for being a part of my family that way. And today we're talking about miracles of love and the intention to heal, and the two go hand in hand, and it's a very powerful combination because intention is the thought energy that allows the miracles to come in. And the holiday season, whether it's Christmas, New Year's, whatever, you know, we all have all different ways we celebrate this time of year. Our intention to allow a miracle in is one of the probably the most powerful things in healing you could understand and grasp, wrap your brain around, so to speak, on the perspective of that. So I like to take things that we hear about pretty common, like, you know, I think there's a wonderful book out, you know, Power of Intention. We hear about intention. We hear about affirmations. We hear about, you know, positive thinking. But what I want to do is I want to get right into that root of that intention that can bring about the miracles, and how that intention with love combined, now you have a powerful force where nothing's impossible. You can turn it around no matter where you are. And I love that. I have been through so many challenges in my own life. I have helped other people do that with their life. But I want to give this to you as a gift this year. And this is my gift to you, is that intention, that thought, that energy of that thought, and how can you take it from feeling hopeless or discouraged or, wow, this isn't quite turning out the way I wanted, to shifting it to where you can start to see something else moving in? And what if the intention is to release things that you need to let go of? A lot of times that's part of what we're holding up in our lives. So that's what I want to talk about today during the show, is the miracles of love with the intention to heal. Healing is more than just healing the physical body. It's also about healing the way we believe it or not. I mean, I know that's like a interesting kind of oxymoron, but you know, if your belief is holding you back, that is an energy of your thought. That is what you're telling the universe that you want. This is what I believe, so this is it. So that's part of that intention shifting we're talking about. And definitely, if you want to call in, have a question, you want to have an intuitive read, the lines are open anytime you want to do that during any of my shows. A lot of times we go deep into topics, and I get a lot of feedback after a show. And in fact, before we keep going, and I do want to bring up, because when I do get the feedback on Twitter, Facebook, or email, you know, if you have questions or you're bringing up something that you've heard on the show, we bring those questions to back into the next show so we can answer them for everybody. And I did have one come in from off the Twitter feed from Candace. And Candace asked, she said she had listened to the chakras and the relationship show we did. And that was last week, I believe. And she's starting to create her crystal pendant for her root chakra. And she wanted to know about a meditation for that. So I want to answer that quickly. That's a wonderful one to start with when you have the root chakra, which is the first chakra. And a meditation that you can do with that crystal is to ask, especially Michael. I love Michael for the first chakra. Michael is pretty much an angel I use quite a bit anyway. Most healers do. But when you are working to clear and heal and release things that are causing a problem with any of your chakras, Michael can help you and dispel some of that negative energy, that attachment. But I would definitely say, please, please thank you that you are helping me to clear, balance, and release my chakra of anything that is holding me back so that it can open and flow healthy through and connect with the rest of my chakras. Help me to feel safe in my environment and to know that I am always provided for. I have, you know, and you're basically just literally invoking with intention, which is interesting that she asked that question because we're talking about that intention today. You're literally claiming and accepting that gift of releasement or that gift of opening it up and allowing. So it goes hand in hand. So with any of the chakras actually that you're working with, which was the other shows we did the last 2 weeks, but your intention is to say, thank you for already bringing, I mean, they're already there. As soon as you want this, they're there for you. The universe is there. God is there. Angels are there, totally ambitious to help you with anything that you need. And it's literally that intention of allowing it in and just receiving it. So if there is a particular area of the first chakra for you, Candace, that you were having a problem with, just ask for that part to be healed, released, and say thank you that it is already being healed. And then you focus on that it already is. So this is part of that intention we're talking about. Because in order to create something new, because we were talking about second chakra and creativity, but in order to create something new, the intention has to shift. So what I'm talking about today very much is in line with healing and what we've been talking about the last couple of weeks. This is powerful information that I believe everyone deserves to know. So that's why I'm putting it out here on the shows. This is huge stuff. You have the power to change the intention of anything that's going on. And when you shift that, embrace, accept, believe in it, now you're going to start to see the mountains move, so to speak. So I want you to think about what miracles, you know, how, you know, what is my intentions and how can I shift them? And when we come back from break, we're going to keep going on with what intention do I want to redirect? What miracles do I want to bring in? What love can heal in all areas of my life? Stay with us. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 gifts to unlock your miracle to expand awareness helped me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
Each day, I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia will offer us in order to find our highest purpose. We don't stop there, though. It feels that daily I'm held accountable for my goals, my dreams, to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, writing my first chapter after only 5 days in this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle. Or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia, call 978-302-0861. That's 978-302-0861.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at aliveandshineshow.com.
If you want to open up your heart, if you want to expand your mind, if you want a book that will change your life, then you won't want to miss getting Sandy Brewer's compelling memoir, Pursuit of a Light. Get it now on our holiday gift sale for only $9.97. Plus, receive Sandy's special gift to you of her amazing audio series, 6 Steps to Mastering the Art of Healing. Go to sandybrewer.com, click the book tab to place your order, and at checkout, use the coupon code HOLIDAY. Get the sale package valued at over $40 for only $9.97 today at sandybrewer.com.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. And thank you, Chrissy, for that wonderful music. I love acoustical guitar, by the way. You can play that anytime on my show. I want to take a little bit more in depth and give you how you can shift your intention. We're talking about miracles of love and the intention to heal. And miracles can come into your life when we allow them into the life, believe in them, I mean, accept them into your life, so to speak. And intention of our thought is huge on that. And there's ways that you're like, well, how am I going to shift that when I feel so discouraged? Well, I love Archangel Jeremiah for that. That's Jeremiah, Archangel Jeremiah. He is wonderful when it's time to do a life review. And what happens at the end of a year, right before the new year, which is what I was thinking about when we were like, wow, yeah, that's a good one for this show. Because we're looking at, wow, what did I accomplish over this past year in 2013? What did I accomplish? What was it that, you know, do you have, you know, regrets or, wow, I wished I had done this or that? You know, we want to look at those. At the same time, you want to release the energy of regret. You want to release the energy of guilt that something didn't go the way you wanted, or you didn't do something you should have, or all that kind of stuff. So life reviews, a lot of people don't really want to look back at everything unless it was all the good stuff. But honestly, the shadow side of things and the other side of life that we really don't want to go look at can really help you too. And it is part of our journey to look at all of it. I know, that's what life review is about. But if you look at it in a different perspective, like, I need to go look at that so I can improve how I responded to something, how I made a choice, how I want it to be different from here on out. Now, that's the productive way and the healthy way and beautiful soul ascension way to look at that. And now you're really going to soar because you can make the most out of it and you can become better than what it was. So And think about it, because those types of things that happen, and we all have something that happens in a year. You have a good year, you may have a few things, but everything can be a life review. And you don't have to, you know, we hear about, oh, there's this big life review or something when we pass and we go to the other side. Yes, because the whole journey while you were here was a life review. Or, I mean, you're looking at that because you came here with a purpose and so much, so to speak, a soul contract of what you wanted to accomplish while you were here. So you go back and you review how you did. Okay. Okay. Where can we make improvements? That's what this is. It's like quality, you know, like how can I improve? And life review, you don't have to wait till then. You don't have to wait to pass over at the end. You can look at them now and make changes in the lifetime that you're in. And you don't have to wait. You don't. And I love this because a lot of people think, oh, well, this is it for me in this one. I guess I have to wait until the next one or whatever. And I'm like, no, not necessarily. You can bring in better now. You don't have to wait. And you don't have to wait. I mean, no matter how old you are, no matter how far down a path you might be, the thing that I want to claim right now and put out there is that it's an illusion that's deceitful when you believe it's too late. And it's overcoming that within ourselves. When we believe it's too late, then it is, that's what's going to happen. And see, that's the intention that you're looking to shift for that miracle. When we believe, wait, it's not too late. I can turn this around. Now you're opening a door to allow an option, a different direction, a different path to come in and help you, to give you an opportunity. And that comes all from the intention. So the reason I brought up Archangel Jeremiah is because when you're feeling really discouraged or low and you need a pick-me-up, or maybe you have anxiety or it's really hard for you to face the life review, you don't want to go there. There's a lot of things that we do to avoid. Boy, I mean, we do a lot of things to avoid. And Jeremiah can help you go through the life review gently. He can kind of walk you through it, keep you encouraged, not beating yourself up for the parts that I really don't love how that turned out, or I don't really like how I responded in that situation, whatever. Because we're human beings living a spiritual experience, okay? And so we are here, and you're looking for the lessons in those times that you think aren't so perfect. You're looking for, wow, okay, I guess I didn't realize that, but you're learning, you're improving all the time. It can be a very positive that you can pull out of something. And this is how you pull incredible miracles out of thin air, no kidding, just about. This is that faith in the mustard seed. This is like, wow, out of the ashes, the phoenix rises. We're talking powerful, powerful, incredible creativity energy that can bring these miracles into the manifesting into your life. Now, what's a miracle to you? What is a miracle to you? That instantaneously everything goes away and you didn't have to do anything? Or do you look at the small miracles? Do you look at how are you perceiving that word? What is that energy to you? That it's impossible, you don't believe in them? Or they're only for certain people? You see, what I'm asking you to do is dive in and define that word miracle to yourself. What is it to you? How do you resonate with the frequency of that word? Do you believe that they're there? Do you think they're possible? Do you think it's just a magic trick? Well, where are you with that? That's really important to decipher within your own self, because once you understand what you believe or don't believe, now you know where you need you're looking to shift or change or work with the intention. So with intention, say you don't really believe miracles are possible. Say it's just there's just no way this can turn around. Let's give an example. Say that's where you are. We go back to the intention. See, the intention is that's what you believe. It's not going to work. So that is the energy frequency that your energy field is putting out to the universe. It's impossible. So the universe is like, okay, that's what you want. Okay. And it's like a computer command, really. It is. It's like, oh, okay. You don't want anything, so we won't give it. And it has no anything attached. It's literally going to bring to you whatever frequency you're putting out. So you want to change it to that you believe in them, even though you feel like you don't right now. Put your intention. Now shift it completely away from the situation. And here's a great way to start working that frequency into a different place. Not necessarily on what you're trying to change, but look for something. It could be that you believe your coffee pot works every day. I don't care. Think about something that you believe is there, and it is there. Anything that you can go positive on. And put your intention on that for just a moment to shift the frequency of belief. Because as soon as you put the intention or your thought, and when I say intention, that thought energy, you're thinking, what do you believe in? Anything, whatever it is, you believe that whatever it is, find something to start pulling yourself up out of this. And you can start small. Start with something simple that your brain can wrap around and say, yep, okay, I can do that. I can take that half step. And then take it to another half step and keep going and start looking. And start looking for those things that you do believe in that you know are there. And now you've lifted the frequency already. You've already shifted it. Now your energy is about believing that you do have things in your life, you see? You've already shifted it. And once you get it up into an encouraged area, now you can move it back to, well, if I can believe in that, why can't I change this situation? Why can't I look for something else? There's an opportunity out there for me. I know it is. And you start to go that way. So think about that while we go to break. When we come back, we're going to take the miracles and bring in the love here. And we want to start combining this for a powerful manifestation of a miracle in your life. Stay with us. I'm Dr. Jen. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We're talking about the miracles of love with the intention to heal. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com, and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call and Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Having trouble keeping up with the accelerated, life-altering changes occurring on the planet? The Quantum Vortex is the brainchild of Meg Benedicte, a pioneer in quantum healing and energetic activations. Weaving together ancient spiritual knowledge, quantum physics, and vibrational healing, Meg Benedicte is accelerating change at the cellular level. For more details on private sessions, meditation CDs, downloads, and teleseminars, visit NewEarthCentral.com.
What would you do if you knew that you could not fail? The Dr. Pat Show with Dr. Pat Basile is a radio forum for some of the world's most influential people in the fields of health, wellness, and human potential. Dr. Pat brings together and introduces visionary scientists and futurists, environmentalists, educators, business leaders, inventors, filmmakers, authors, artists, mystics, and healers who inspire and support individual and collective growth and positive cultural shifts. This award-winning radio show empowers the listening community to be the change they want to see in the world. Tune in to the Voice America Empowerment Channel every Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern for the Dr. Pat Show. With Dr. Pat Basile, radio to thrive by.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
And we are back. You're listening to the Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen, and we have been talking about miracles of love with the intention to heal. And we've been talking about how to shift that intention, which is the energy that will bring the miracles in. And now we want to combine it with love and like miracles of love. Wow, miracles of love. Let's look at love for a minute. I know, everybody's looking at love, but we're talking about that divine unconditional love, the power of what energy healing is all about. Love is what heals. Love is the light that we talk about all the time, sending the light. When you hear that and you're not familiar with that phrase, we're looking at reviewing our life. We're looking at, what do I need to let go of? When you put love into the mix, it is so huge, because now it's not about we're praying about and focusing on the fears and what we're afraid of, because everything actually is a claim out there. And I mean, is it always about the worry and the fear? When we put love in it, it can't really be in the same space as fear. It's not the same. Love doesn't have fear. It's a high vibration frequency that it's healing. It there is nothing to fear. So I love bringing in and helping people understand love has a lot of different facets that can be infused into anything and everything about what you're doing, what you're trying to do while you're here on the earth plane, what you give to another. But we're talking like this gift of love and loving yourself enough to allow yourself the opportunity to shift your intention. And that intention here is, wait a minute, I do deserve a miracle. I can allow a miracle into my life. I can allow the small miracles. I can start to recognize the little miracles every day. Just beautiful things. And really appreciate what I have instead of all this focus on worrying about what's being taken from you, what somebody else is getting more of than you. I mean, this is all fear-based, or worrying about what's going to happen. You know, those are things that are all fear-based. And a lot of prayer sometimes that people do is fear-based. Now, even if you come into prayer because you're worried about something, absolutely talk to your angels about it in all ways. It's okay to do that. I mean, they're there to help you no matter how you're feeling. I'm not saying you have to be in this perfect space to pray. I'm talking about this whole intention of shifting. Because when you have that intention to shift it, that intention to allow it to shift and change and heal, you're already on the path for healing. It's already doing it. So now we're looking at, okay, how can I put love into this situation? First, you want to put love into the area of forgiving yourself. Like, say we're looking at the life review and you're not real happy about a certain area of life or a choice you made. You're looking to forgive yourself for the choices you made. Stop taking it to a place of blaming outside of yourself and bring it back to, well, you know, I did choose it, but I can now not choose it. And you're moving forward. But it is releasing the regret or the way you feel about what happened in the past. So you're looking to love yourself and put that love in there and ask for that intention of love to heal that area for you. Heal that thought. Help you to accept yourself and everything that you chose in the past and just say, you know, that was me. That's what I did. That's where I was. But now I'm going to let it go. Because a lot of the things that happen when we're blaming outside of ourselves, it's not that they're – once you realize that you're allowing it to happen to yourself, and then that's where your power is, that you can choose to stop it, that's huge. Now you're in a place where you can do something about it. Because when it's always outside of yourself and it's somebody else's fault, it's powerless. It's going to be powerless. So you bringing it back in, well, it feels powerless because I let them have the power. And so you take it back. And now when it's back with you, you're accountable for, okay, I chose to allow, okay. And so you go to that place and now you're in a place where, okay, I did that then and I'm going to forgive that and let it go. I'm not going to let it happen to me anymore. I'm not going to let it continue. Things like that. So whatever it is that you're looking at in your life that you want to let go of or regret or you feel remorse about, that would be an approach. Say it's something you want to bring into your life. Say you really want to bring in this dream of starting your own business or you want a new love partner in your life, whatever that might be. You need to believe that you're worthy of it. This is where love comes in again. Yeah, see, love is one of the ingredients that's very important here with the intention to heal, because love is the energy that heals. So you want to bring that into the intention. So you're bringing in, well, I want to bring this into my life. You have to believe with intention that you are worthy of it. You have to let go of the way it was and look at how you want it to be. And you need to believe and see that way. So now you're moving into a place where, okay, now I'm shifting my frequency again. Now I'm going to move it up to this next level. But you take it one step at a time. If you have some backpedaling to do, is what most people call this. Well, I'm in a place where I really need to, you know, clean it up here. Well, start decluttering. Take it one step at a time. And don't overwhelm yourself. If you look at now when it's a lot going on, and I mean, it happens, it does. When there is a lot happening in your life, you have to triage that just a bit because it can be overwhelming. So you look at this list, and if you look at the entire list all the time, you're going to be overwhelmed. you take it and you break it down like, okay, in order to take action and move forward and really manifest these miracles into your life, you're looking at, well, what can I do today? What steps can I take? And it would be a work in progress. It would. And that's very important. But you're healing and nurturing yourself with a lot of the love the whole time you're doing this, not berating, not giving yourself a hard time, you know, like because it's not perfect and you should have this, you should have that. Those are words that have such a frequency of guilt, and guilt's not going to help you one bit here. You can't feel guilty. You don't need that. Guilt is a word that has a low frequency. Now, we do need to know right from wrong, you know, because we want to honor and respect other people and other life. I'm not saying, you know, not have remorse for a mistake, but we also want to move and grow past it, you know, forgive and move forward. It doesn't mean getting away with something major. It means healing, letting it heal, and truly being a catalyst for transformation in your life, truly allowing it to make things go in a different direction where you can improve it and you can bring yourself into a new place on a soul level. That's very important. That's a lot of love you can give yourself. Miracles come in lots of little ways. They will come in little simple forms. They will be as simple as, I mean, they come so simple. It's so basic. I mean, little things like, wow, I locked myself out of my car and, you know, somebody just happens to walk by that can help you. That note that you know that's safe. I know you can't just let anybody help you anymore like that. I know what you're saying with that. You're like, wait a minute, a stranger. And I go, no, not necessarily. Miracles, the timing and the synchronicity of when events happen is incredible to me because they are around us all the time. All the time. Our guardian angels especially are right there. And, you know, if you just ask, if you go, wow, you know, wait, there's a possibility for something to work out here. I mean, yesterday I had a wonderful miracle. This is a simple little miracle, okay? I have a balcony off my home, you know, off the second floor. And that door is normally locked all the time. And I do my organic gardening out there on this balcony. I do like vertical organic gardening on this one. And I was out there working on that side of it. And all of a sudden the door slammed shut behind me. There is no way off this balcony except through the door that's usually locked. Would you believe the door was unlocked out of all the times it's always locked? Okay. That's a small miracle. That's a good example of what I'm talking about. Well, it's a miracle that that door was unlocked because it was really cold too yesterday. So, you know, do you say thank you and appreciate those little tiny things like that? Because when you start to pick up and see those in your life and stop overlooking those and just go, wow, you know, there's actually quite a bit that goes really well for me. And I just need to allow it and notice it. You will find that that keeps increasing and brings more and more and more of those in. When we come back from break, let's talk a little bit more about how we can apply love into the intention to heal and bring those miracles into your life. You're listening to The Jen Royster Show. I'm Dr. Jen. We'll be right back after the break.
Tune in to Intuit University, compassionate guidance connecting you to your inner wisdom with internationally renowned psychic and medium, Sherry Dillard, the second and fourth Thursday each month at 12 p.m. Pacific Time and 3 p.m. Eastern Time. Get ready for an hour of practical spirituality and a fun and magic carpet ride into the spirit realm. This hit show is a combination of call-in readings and intuitive mentoring as Sherry supports and empowers you to create your best life in relationships, career, finances, life purpose, and spirituality. For more information, visit SherryDillard.com.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Steffen each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This hit show will have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. Visit TheTruthIsFunny.com.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life. Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of call-in talk radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in each Thursday at 9 a.m. Pacific, noon Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for the hit radio show that illuminates the heart-centered bond of animal and human as souls destined to find each other in a lifetime. Each week, this world-renowned animal communicator, through her live call-in show, will assist you in understanding animals as light beings here to raise the vibrational level of this planet. They're ready. Are you?
And we are back. I'm Dr. Jen, and you're listening to The Jen Royster Show. We've been talking about miracles of love with the intention to heal. And to wrap the show up, we're talking about how we put this love into the intention. You're looking for all the areas in your thought that need love. And let me give you a perspective on that. I've spoken before, if you're a regular listener, you've heard that before. But for those that have not, when you're upset about something you see negative or dark, we send light to those areas. Light them up because they're dark. They need a light. You're sending love. That's what we're talking about. We're sending love to something that needs healing. You're looking for these areas in your thought patterns that need some love. Where are the negative thought patterns or the self-criticizing thought patterns? The, oh, that's impossible, or just disregarding. Where do you need to send love to those darker thought patterns? That's very powerful. And you start simple. Start simple. And then when you do that, now you're going, okay, I keep saying I can't. Start shifting the words. Use your words. Use the energy of the words and start shifting them. Now you're applying love to the situation and the energy frequency will start to shift. Most people just look right past this like, oh, that's just this, that. Well, you can do that, but you can also give it a try. You might be quite surprised how it starts to shift things. I mean, I remember when I first started experiencing this or experimenting with this, you know, I was kind of like, well, I need to see, you know, like a show me how this works. I know. And that's a funny thing. When we're intuitive or in this industry and we do this kind of stuff, you know, we can be some of the biggest skeptics because we know when something's false as well. And we want to see, you know, is this authentic or not? And I started doing this and I was like, you know what? there is something to this, and it was starting to come through quickly. So you're looking to shift that. Now, you take a negative word, and you replace it. So you see where your statements are. Where am I not quite being very positive here with a higher frequency that I want? So you're taking the impossible mind thoughts, words, and inject love words with a better frequency that bring in possibilities. That, no, this is possible. This is an opportunity. This is deserving. You are deserving. Because you're looking at where you are today and what you want to shift. And you draw a line in the sand, so to speak. And you go from this point on, nope, moving forward. Call on Archangel Jeremiah to help you. Because he's really good with bringing the life review and what you can learn from it. And how you can go, you know, next time we go through something like this, we could respond differently, like, and improve it. And you can learn to shift and improve. It's like trial and error. The more you practice, the better you get. If you look at it that way, it's not so negative. It's not so the end, it's done, it's over. It brings in the possibilities. And the other thing is this kind of love will now bring in the energy frequency of hope. And I did not realize I had done this, but in an hour, I'll be on the Dr. Pat show filling in as a guest for her. And that's what we're talking about over there. The miracles of hope, believe and receive in 1 hour. So I actually tied these two shows together, not realizing that I did. And to me, that was miraculous because the spirit just had a plan for today. And when I saw it unfold, I went, that's amazing. That's beautiful. And it excited me. And I had a little miracle come out of it for myself when I saw that. So I went, wow. So we're going to be going into that in depth on that show in an hour. But this is where you start to bring in these frequencies that are completely changing the landscape of your reality. It's going to change the landscape of your reality the way you've ever known it. You're going to go, wow, okay, there is something that I could do differently. Or, you know, I could try this. You'll start to have the information come in and new thoughts, new ideas. Now your creativity chakra that we were talking about last week, the second, is starting to kick in and actually benefit you and give you some great, you know, resources there. It starts to kick in and fire up confidence in the third chakra. You start to feel not kicked by life, but you are experiencing it, but not, we experience it everything, but we're not, you know, we're not being kicked by it. We're being kicked by it when we're being kicked by it. And that's what you believe. But then we shift that. So intention is very, very important to bringing miracles into your life. And miracles are all around you. You just have to let them in. You have to open the door and let them in. If we don't believe we can have them, or you know, it's going to keep that door shut. So that thought pattern is huge. And that's why I wanted to go in depth and just really decipher that and show you how to do that. Looking at your thoughts, your words, what kind of words are you using? What is your first reaction when something happens? What is it? Look at that. I know that's that life review. Look at that. Is it your first thing to be critical of what somebody else did? Are you blaming somebody else? Or are you actually bringing that back around going, wait a minute, I allowed that, you know? I mean, you're looking at this. You're looking at how this dynamic plays out. And when you can heal that, and you can, when I say can, I mean, you can do this. You really can. My wish and my holiday blessing that I want to send out to all of you right now is I am sending with intention, loaded with divine love unconditionally to everyone out there. And what I'm thinking right now and focusing on, do it with me, is I am connecting that light, that divine love from within me, right to that divine love within you, whether you feel it or not, You can allow it to connect. You can reach back and send it back to me. But my wish to you this holiday season is a miraculous holiday season filled with love, miracles, and the tiny little wonderful gifts that are all around us. And give yourself an incredible gift of love. Give yourself, you know, 2014 can be a great year. I really need to start, you know, looking at that. Let 2014 be a year of transformation for you. The thing is, I want you to look at 2013 as a year that's been incredible transformation for you. You've learned and grown through something this year. Everybody does. Everybody does. What has it been for you? And then say, you know, wow, okay, I got that. And you start going forward. Now you're saying, all right, I got that, figured that out, got that lesson, I can leave that. Let all that regret go, let all that guilt go, and then move forward. You have a lot to look forward to with the intention and love and miracles. I wish everyone a beautiful and miraculous holiday season. Much love to you. I'll be back on the air in an hour on the Dr. Pat Show filling in for her. And we're talking about miracles of hope. Believe and receive. Namaste.
You've been listening to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life. Remember to tune in each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Dr. Jen Royster is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Imagine having the ability to use your innate positive energy to dissolve the stuckness in your life, whether it's emotional, physical, or spiritual, through this incredible dynamic show. If you've missed any part of this show or any other show, visit www.jenroyster.com and transformationtalkradio.com. Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on transformationtalkradio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit jenroyster.com for more information.
Tune in to The Sandy Brewer Show, getting to the heart of what matters in your life, Thursdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com and experience the powerful healing voice of Dr. Sandy Brewer, one of Call-In Talk Radio's most dynamic, compelling personalities. Get ready for inspiration and contagious humor and her been-there, done-that, no-nonsense advice to meet today's challenges.
Listen and call in at 800-930-2819 for The Sandy Brewer Show.
Tune in to Peace World Radio, vibrant conversations to change the world with Christina Jantz, each second Monday at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern Time on TransformationTalkRadio.com and KKNW. This hit show is energetic, vibrant, and an engaging forum that's getting people talking. Christina brings you extraordinary and courageous people, bold in thought and action, who dare to dream that things can be different. Peace World Radio. Join the talk the world is having.
Tune in each Tuesday at noon Pacific and 3 Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Dr. Julie Show, All Things Connected with Dr. Julie Kroll, featuring weekly segments with David Eisen and the Chakra Sound System. Each week, you will journey through infinite possibilities, expand into social potential, and find beautiful beginnings where endings leave off. Changemakers from around the world will explore what's emergent about the environment, relationships, health, the arts, education, and the evolution of consciousness. Visit thedrjulieshow.com.
If you want to write a book, find your soulmate, change careers, Saskia helps her clients to reinvent their lives through her breakthrough program, 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Breakthrough Miracle.
The daily support, the guided meditation, the powerful exercises designed of the 7 Gifts to Unlock Your Miracle to expand awareness and help me to consciously create the life I want for myself and my family.
You'll learn her proven secrets to unlock your miracle in just 7 days.
You know, each day I look forward to discovering what new technique or tool Saskia offers us in order to find our highest purpose. It offers that daily. I am held accountable for my goals to live a healthy and happy life. Right now, I have renewed energy to write my book, and I even wrote my first chapter after only 5 days of this program.
Visit BreakthroughMiracle.com to receive your free 7 gifts to unlock your miracle or to schedule a free breakthrough session with Saskia. Call 978-302-0861.
Get insider knowledge about everything that is going on at Transformation Talk Radio. Go to TransformationTalkRadio.com and enter your email to receive our newsletter. Stay updated on new hosts, inspiring guests, and good news articles from around the world. We look forward to having you join our community.
Laura Longley is on a mission to remove stuckness from your life for good and replace it with happiness. Tune in Mondays at 11 a.m. Pacific, 2 p.m. Eastern, and Tuesdays at 1 p.m. Pacific, 4 p.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com for The Laura Longley Show, where authentic change takes flight. Say yes to that inspired you and goodbye to your stuckness as Laura and her guests deliver powerful ways to work through common problems in this fun and unique hit show.
Come alive and shine with the Alive and Shine radio show with Adil and Savitri. Widen your perspective, learn to heal yourself, and clarify your power of choice so that you feel truly alive and shine. The Alive and Shine radio show is your how-to guide for creating a life in which your dreams come true. Listen live each Tuesday at 11 a.m. Pacific Time on KKNW or at AliveAndShineShow.com.
Are you feeling stuck? Do you want to be free from fears and doubts and finally feel good about yourself, but you just don't know how to get there? Dr. Schaub's Accelerated Breakthrough Program provides you with the tools and solutions to go beyond your limitations and achieve self-empowered confidence. Call for your free phone consultation at 866-903-MIND. Visit CellularWisdom.com. That's CellularWisdom.com.
The Tick-Borne Disease Alliance, TBDA, has just launched Bite Back for a Cure, a new national grassroots campaign to build support for the fight against tick-borne diseases. This fall, 24-year-old John Donnelly is biking across America to meet others affected by tick-borne diseases and raise awareness about the national tick-borne disease epidemic. TBDA wants you to get involved in the campaign and follow John's journey. To learn more, visit BiteBackForACure.org.
Tune in each Wednesday at 1 p.m. Pacific Time, 4 Eastern Time on Transformation Talk Radio to Limelight Radio with Katina Macris. This is an inspirational, cutting-edge radio show educating worldwide listeners on a diversity of Lyme disease-related topics. Each week, Katina will interview some of the world's leaders in health, wellness, spirituality, and human potential. For more information, visit LimelightRadio.com.
Tune in to The Jen Royster Show, intuitive guidance to inspire your life, each Thursday at 8 a.m. Pacific and 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. This amazing show is an inspirational hour that will take you on an epic metaphysical journey to discover the spiritual approach to life's greatest challenges. Dr. Jen is an internationally known intuitive counselor, spiritual teacher, and energy healer. Call in for intuitive readings and visit JenRoyster.com for more information.
You are listening to Transformation Talk Radio, the home of some of the world's most inspiring talk radio hosts. Please stay tuned at the top of the hour. We will be bringing you another amazing, educational, and inspiring show to get you on the path to transforming your life. For more information about us, please visit our website, www.transformationtalkradio.com. That's www.transformationtalkradio.com.